This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yul Kwan from Survivor is in at 8:15.
I believe he is this season's winner.
Oh.
And he already knows it.
Well,
and
he already knows. He does know who won.
Right. So I plan to look right through him and tell you and confirm my belief that he's the winner. Mm. I'll be able to tell.
It'll be funny to have our old bosses on the line. You know, guys from CBS. Because they're going to monitor the call. Make sure that Kwan doesn't overstep.
That's weird.
You'd think that they would trust
him. Have better
him to,
things to do?
Well, no. They got to protect their... But what would they... Like, what if he was doing so? I guess just they would sue him. That would be it.
They just want to be...
Anyway, Yul Kwan is coming in at 8:15, and we can talk about all this with him. Don't forget, your homework starts tonight at 8 o'clock. You have from 8 p.m. tonight until 6 p.m. Friday
Let
morning
me ask
to watch
you a
that
question.
Show. What?
Do you think he watches each episode?
Mm-hmm.
They
have a big... I think that a lot of the people who are on that show, they at least have a huge gathering at their house. Some of them go to listening
parties.
Yeah, watch parties. That's what I mean. Yeah, I think so. It's got to be a huge... I would. I'd throw a party every freaking Wednesday night. Hey, everybody's at my house. Come on.
Well, you're into parties, too, though.
That is true. That is true, Vinny. Any excuse for a party. I don't know why that's not a... Well, I do know why that's not a thing for you.
Because I don't drink?
Mm.
Right. That's exactly why. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. We have received a couple texts saying that it's not working its best today, but I don't know anything about that. We've written our engineers, and we hope to have answers. But the normally perfectly working Radio.com app, slightly spotty-ish.
Right. Try restarting.
What seems to work great is the Radio.com/... watch.
You know
so
what really works too?
Oh,
it's incredible. You turn on your radio.
Oh, that's
try that.
Yeah, it doesn't work though if you're in like Honolulu, say.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. Good point.
But you can tell your kitchen device to play us.
Sure.
You know, just stream us everywhere you are.
Do
wherever
that.
You are. On multiple devices, please. At all times. Just turn them down. Don't turn them off.
Anyway, here's what's happening. Stocks are in the red this morning. Green's good. Red's bad, and stocks are in the red. Also, there was some voting done yesterday, and it looks like Joe Biden is coming back. I swear to you, I thought this dude's campaign was over the way it was looking when things started off. And he is racing to
kill it.
The nomination.
Yep.
So that's the latest. Biden winning, Sanders losing.
Hmm.
California residents pay some of the nation's highest taxes on gas, clothing, and the money they earn.
Yeah.
And those revenues have contributed to a massive state budget surplus.
Oh, are they going to give us the money back?
No, they're not.
Oh.
But it does explain why voters in the primary rejected the $15 billion bond to fund school repairs. If you read, did you read all those?
I did.
There were so many different things.
Give us money for this. Can we borrow money for this? Can
right.
we? No, stop it.
I said no to all those as well.
You know what? I feel bad. Of course I want us to have great schools, but it does feel like, look, guys, we're paying you a lot. And not just an income tax, but if you own a property, that's a crushing amount of tax to pay to write that check twice a year. Yikes. Well, you know, I'm paying enough.
They say here that
use your money better.
There were large borrowing proposals for schools and others, and they were all voted down.
Wow.
At least half of the 237 local measures failed because it involved more money to our government.
Well, the thing about when we borrow money as a state, those become unnegotiable budget points. There is no, you can't get rid of the interest you're paying on a loan. Those are fixed items.
Right.
And they become, and they go on and on, and then we borrow more money. Like, please just stop borrowing. If we have a surplus, please use it.
They say many of the contributing factors. There may be many contributing factors, but one expert says voters just simply believe they're taxed enough.
That is correct.
That one expert
has
their finger on the pulse of California.
How beautifully and simply stated.
Right. We are taxed
enough. We're taxed enough.
Figure out how to make that money
live
work.
I want to live here for the rest of my life. But you know what's attractive? States that don't have this kind of tax rate.
Right.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard to, you know, put together a retirement package that includes paying 13% to the state government on top of what you're paying to the feds. Come on, man. Knock it off.
Here are a couple coronavirus quickies.
Okay.
And then we'll move on, okay?
They're quickies. Coronavirus.
A 100-year-old man in China has recovered from the virus. He's the oldest patient to beat it so far.
Wow.
100.
Well, there you go. That's a solid constitution right there.
Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders both had to cancel rallies in Ohio last night. Meanwhile, a doctor at a meeting in D.C. told politicians to stop shaking hands. If you need to do something, wave. Or do this.
Oh, live long and prosper.
Right.
What's the nanu nanu thing? Oh, right. They would put their hands to lock them together. Do the live long and prosper, but then hook like...
Yes.
Like legs
the
meeting.
The famous...
Scissor.
Mork from Ork handshake. I had the suspenders, by the way.
Of course you did. He
was
cool.
I was a little kid and I loved that guy.
Robin Williams changed all our lives. Now that's funny.
There are false rumors circulating online that you can cure yourself from the coronavirus by drinking bleach or sleeping with yourself or doing a bunch of cocaine.
Oh.
None of these will, in fact, cure you of the coronavirus. Yeah. France even issued a warning this week saying that doing coke will not rid you of the virus.
Yeah, and drinking bleach is going to kill you.
I have a friend who has a planned trip to France coming up, and she's keeping it.
She's going. My friends are in France right now. They're like, we're not stopping that.
Well, on
France,
one
man,
hand,
we're going. It's beautiful.
I can see why there's probably less tourism. Like, they're probably feeling
probably
pretty
true.
Special.
Yeah.
Well,
not to mention, if you get stranded somewhere and they cut off all air travel.
That's a pretty nice spot to be, right?
France.
Sure. Wine and bread.
Let's do this. Drink and eat.
Most people, 41% of people in a new survey said they're doing nothing different to avoid the virus.
Are you doing anything different?
No, but my life's pretty, I don't want to say secluded. Mm. But in general, I have I do what I do. I'm mostly home at the end of the work day, and then I hang with my kids and go to bed. I was in bed at 7 last night.
You know, the thing is that I live a pretty secluded. I see you guys. I'm in here, mm-hmm. and then I go and I'm mostly at home for the most part. But our kids are out in the world.
Yeah,
like, and I'm not gonna say you can't go to school.
I do want to.
I mm-hmm. really want to. I want to bring everyone home and just lock the door. But that's stupid and irrational. So I'm trying to be rational and not do that. But please don't bring it in the house.
15% of Americans have stockpiled soap and hand sanitizer. The rest of us are just screwed. We've gone to the store.
Those 15% got it all.
And can't find any for ourselves.
You brats.
Thanks for buying 8 and leaving none for anyone else.
Right. I want it all.
I get it, though. I do. There you are. You're the husband or the wife that came home with all the stuff going, I took care of my family.
Well, you should set up a little lemonade stand in the front yard and sell it to your neighbors.
Right. Sell squirts.
Oh, just squirts. Oh, that's great. Solid.
Can I get a squirt of that?
$5 a squirt.
That's the move. $5 a squirt?
I'm just trying to make the most money I can. I'm trying to profit off this.
You could probably very easily set up on a corner out here and do pretty good with that.
Yeah. And then if you run out, just put water in there.
Boy, there was a day when that would be our next bit, and then you realize, no.
Not allowed to do bits anymore.
That's not happening.
Because God forbid anyone talk and
or worse,
on the air.
The part of the team that ends up out on the street corner comes in with coronavirus after being out there with the people.
Coronavirus, coronavirus.
Great. I already told you that actually, we talked about it a little bit at length, the sex party that's going to continue in L.A.
Well, people want to have their sex.
And it's happening later this week. They are not canceling.
Yeah.
Oh, and people are tripping because in Santa Clara, and this has made the national news, they've banned any gathering larger than 1,000 people, which includes the Sharks games.
Right.
And so the Sharks are trying to figure out what to do. And the answer is just play the game without an audience. You'll be fine.
Yep.
You don't. I'm reading the article and they're like, you know, hey, a home field. Look, I like hockey and I know there are people that love it and it's their favorite sport. Mm-hmm. And yet it is a made up entertainment game that doesn't necessarily have to have an audience.
But money.
Sorry. Mm.
Play the damn game.
Just do your game.
Televise the game.
You're going to be fine.
Money, though.
I know. And yet.
But money.
A 30-year-old guy named Jerry Watkins was arrested in Kenosha, Wisconsin around 2:30 on Saturday after he caused a scene at a bar.
Jerry.
He might have been drunk.
Oh.
After a cop.
Didn't see that coming.
Handcuffed Jerry. Mm-hmm. Jerry managed to get a grip on the cop's man zone over the pants, not inside.
Oh.
It was outside the pants, but he grabbed him by the...
Family jewels.
According to the police report, Jerry squeezed so tight that he caused, quote, a very sharp, intense pain.
Oh, God. And then what happened?
The cop started hitting him to try and get him to let go.
Yeah.
Which is the natural reaction to anyone grabbing you in a painful way. It didn't work, so the cop screamed for help. Quote, he's got my D! Oh. I mean, he said that's not a quote, actually. It's, what would you call that, a paraphrase?
Mm. Unacceptable.
Paraphrase. He's got my D! Spray him! Spray him! He's got my D!
Oh.
Other police on the scene pepper sprayed Jerry, which did get him to, in fact, let go. He's been charged with two felonies, battery on law enforcement officer and causing substantial bodily harm or soft tissue injury to an officer. Mm-hmm. The cop had to be hospitalized because of some discoloration down there.
So he just knuckled the dude.
I guess.
Mm.
The doctors have recommended that he go see a specialist.
Yeah, like we need to get that plumbing checked out. People can pop their, I mean, things can really get
I'm sure. Hurt. I've only ever treated mine nicely, so I wouldn't know how bad of an injury you can get. But
well,
I imagine it can be dramatic.
People treat their stuff nicely. It's the people around them that are the problem.
Sure. I did have some... Never mind.
What?
Now's not the time.
Why not?
Or the place.
What are you talking about?
Just that I... you know how people tell you to use Vaseline? And you think, like, you know, you're hearing all these things...
You mean when you're a kid on your junk?
Yeah.
Who told you that? Like,
I don't know.
Cisco?
You haven't heard that was a common lube at the time or whatever?
Well, what I heard about that was that it rots latex, so don't use it as a lube.
It dried me out. I peeled.
And you, right. And
I actually peeled there.
It's not as slippery as you might think it would be.
No, it's not. But, you know, these are things you find out, unfortunately, through trial and error.
Yeah. Try everything once.
Well, that happened because I tried it a bunch more times than once, but point being...
So you're saying at first it worked?
Yeah. Well, of course. I wouldn't have done it twice if it hadn't worked the first time. In fact, I did it right. It was fine until it wasn't.
Maybe it wasn't the Vaseline. Maybe something else happened. Maybe all these years you've been giving Vaseline a bad rap.
No, you mean I should try it again?
Yeah.
See if it's
maybe
that.
You try
no,
it again.
No. I buy the lube specifically for that purpose. Our text number is 800-400-3697. You love it. Text us. That works. We know it does because we're seeing all of your texts.
Yep.
All of them.
Works.
We've got them.
Yep.
Got it.
Message received.
Thank you. Okay, I can't read that one. Sir, I like your plan of a Biden-Bernie ticket.
Mm. It'll never work. It's a total pipe dream. But honestly, at this point, it's like, please, guys, just stop. Just let's all band together.
Bernie's wife doesn't seem very first lady-like. I'm not familiar. I've never seen her in a way that I thought she was
I don't know if I could pick her out of a lineup.
That she was not going to be presentable. Mm. I don't know. What do they mean by that?
I don't know.
All right. Sarah, you're crazy.
I know.
Joe's a moderate and Bernie's a socialist. They're never going to run together.
I know. I said that at the time. It's just that I want it all to stop. Can you guys just do it together? Stop trashing. I'm a dreamer. I'm a dreamer. I'm nothing but a dreamer. Can you put your hands
there you
in
go.
The air?
Keep going. Oh.
I don't know all the words. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. I am going to try and squeeze in a little bit of trash, but then Yule is going to come on from Survivor.
Oh, Yule.
So Yule Kwan will be here. But I want to tell you about Floyd Mayweather's ex-girlfriend. Yikes. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.